This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Pat meets his girlfriend's parents, stupid world records, and Thanksgiving. They're all coming up right after this.
Something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Coming up, what you should do if you are being introduced to a new girlfriend or boyfriend during the holidays, going to a family event. You get to meet everybody. How do you act?
Pat, are you nervous?
Yeah.
And yeah. Pat Godwin is going to meet the parents of his new girlfriend coming up this weekend.
Thursday, yeah.
That's great, man.
Yeah, you'll have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Medicare.
Okay, we could talk plans.
Yeah, you should not be playing this game.
Yeah, no joke.
I got a few facts I just, can bust out real just, quick.
Yeah, I could bust out one.
You know, and he doesn't like me to talk about this, but he always says, we'll talk. This is off the
air. And you guys are all discussing Tom at the moment.
Yes. Right. This is all Tom and Chick. He'll tell me, look, I know you hate my advice. And I will try to tell him, no, Tom, I don't hate your advice. I just find it uncomfortable that you're giving me advice about life when yours is a wreck. That's all. That's the only problem. And he's doing the same thing with Pat. Somehow he's above this older guy, younger girl thing. I don't understand.
I just hope that your girlfriend's mom listens to the show enough to... When you walk in, and she goes, look, there's John Denver.
Hey, look, it's John Denver.
I hope her dad comes up to you and goes, hey, you want to play that song about my daughter's boobs?
Oh! Oh, sing it to my face.
There it is.
Or is this helping at all?
Yeah,
this is making you less nervous.
Yeah, I'm shy in these situations.
Sure, but you'll do great.
Pat, is there a chance? Is there going to be a piano around? Can you show off a little bit? Play some Christmas carols?
Of course he can.
I only know my songs, really. I don't think they're appropriate. You know, Good Beaver.
I'll play
Gone
Circle
Bad
City for him. Yeah.
I could do that one.
Yeah. Good Beaver Gone Bad. Yeah, that's a good
one. You want to get in on the really good foot?
Oh. Yeah.
Bring the mom flowers.
Flowers?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't bring like a cheap thing of vodka and say, you need this. That'd be really bad.
No.
Here you go.
Like,
top heavy. Knock one back.
Oh
huh?
My goodness.
Walk in and give her flowers and say, I'm going to go to the bathroom later. Would you like to join me?
Knock one out.
Knock it out
before the entree.
See if that apple falls from that tree. Huh? Come on.
Well, I got it. Wait a second. Did you order a pie from the pie lady?
Yeah, I got the apple. I'm bringing it.
Oh, take that. Yeah, yeah, that's a home run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Take
just
that.
Rebox it till you baked it.
They're going to know. Trust me.
Sure. Now bring her.
You know, bring her the pie. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Bring and flowers, for God's
and
sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy to do.
Put the pie down and go. Boy, speaking of pie, your daughter's got quite a pie, doesn't she?
Yeah, boy. You know, this isn't the sweetest pie I've ever had. This isn't the sweetest pie I've ever dipped my finger in.
That's the second best pie I've had in my mouth
this week.
These are all good ideas. All good things.
You know, when I was done, it was a la mode. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you guys are terrible.
Where's the ice cream?
You know, so maybe Willie knows a guy that knows a guy if you need any, you know.
Any
little reefer.
Oh, reefer. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's what he
do
needs.
Do not offer my drug dealing abilities to your friends.
No, I'm just saying.
High school was over. I don't need this anymore.
Okay, sorry.
No, Willie can get you some candy that looks like just, you know, candy they would place out for the holidays. So mix some of that in with the real candy. And
watch the fun start.
Yeah.
Huh?
Unless they want to do. I'm not a big fan of unintentional. People need to know when they're taking what they're taking. That's unfair. Drug people.
Are you going there for a traditional Thanksgiving dinner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. If it's buffet style?
No, it's a regular sit down.
Okay.
Is it just her mom and dad?
And dad and her kids, her two kids. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You've met them.
Drunken uncles? Or
No. Very,
very small.
Yeah.
This is going to end with a SWAT team at the door. You wait and see.
No.
That's my family.
Is your son going?
No, he's going up to his grandma's.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Yeah. Phew.
Okay.
All right.
No broken lamps. No jumping on the table.
Yeah, you got to give
jumping
them a year.
On the table.
Have you decided what you're going to wear?
Just something simple and casual, you know?
No, you should probably focus.
Purple pimp suit, you know, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Fedora.
I insist on a hat. Yes, a fedora.
A fine
Not
chapeau.
Like a baseball. Yes.
I have like a JFK hat.
How about a maybe like a priest collar?
Oh, for gosh sakes.
That's funny.
Just be comfortable.
Show up in a cassock and surplus.
That'd be
please just show like wear an ascot and just be as flamboyant as you can. Just do your Paul Lynde voice the whole time.
Pass the turkey.
Ha 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 ha
Well, I bet this had a big neck, huh? Boy.
I got you a hat. I got you one of those Boston Scullies.
I love that hat.
You know, as Paul Lynn say, do you have another daughter named Kim?
Ooh.
They don't have another daughter.
That is a history of women named Kim.
Yes.
We will get back to the sports desk with Chick McGee here in the Bob and Tom program briefly. Is there anything interesting over there?
Nope.
Stupid world record.
That's a shame.
The Colorado man has set the Guinness World Record for the oldest person to grind a ski rail.
Oh, yeah? How old is he?
Mr. Dave Schaut, S-C-H-A-U-T, or Shout.
As in who gives a shot.
Nice.
Was 65 years, 231 days. 65? There are people that hardly ever reach this age.
No joke.
So old.
Good Lord, that's old.
Basically dead.
He accomplished the feat earlier this year in Beaver Creek. What, do you get the Beaver Creek alerts on Google? Is that how this works?
It's a Guinness record. You do them every day.
Schaut told Vail Daily.
Can you imagine?
The Vail Daily. I read in the Vail Daily that the Griswolds are here again. Hide the silver, if you know what I mean. Especially Wilbur Griswold.
The patriarch is in a Santa hat.
Wilbur's light fingered.
Holiday droll.
The Vail Daily that Guinness agreed to create a new category for him, making his successful attempt the inaugural, the first record with his new.
And this is something I don't really get. It's skiing on a rail. It's sort of a stunt.
I should keep coughing because Schaut says he hopes to inspire other older people to get in shape and get out there and do extreme sports.
You know, the thing about the rails, if you're a beginner, they have what are kind of just boxes.
Sure.
And you can kind of just ski right up to them. You don't need to change your direction or anything. You can just go, you land on them. But the thing they don't tell you, when you fall on that, instead of following on a little bit of snow to the left or right, you're just falling straight on a metal box.
Oh.
So even to practice this thing, you can almost break your back.
Wow.
This guy's a real badass, man.
Okay.
Really, don't you normally do the rails before you hit the slopes?
Okay.
You know.
Hey, how's the powder today? Oh, the snow?
It's actually hard to open those.
Drugs.
It's hard to open those little baggies with your gloves on, John. So you have to do it before you leave the hotel.
What did Newman say on Seinfeld? What kind of a snowblower did you hook us up with?
Grinding the rail.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, let's turn back to Christy Lee at the
news desk. Shooters.
Relationship experts have some tips for you if you are introducing a new partner to your relatives during this holiday season.
Now, Pat is the one in question today.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Godwin is going to be meeting his new lady friend's parents.
Mm-hmm. His new lady friend.
Yeah. Trying to be delicate.
His girlfriend.
Yeah, my boyfriend's mother calls me his lady friend.
See, that's nice.
It's cute.
You know, that is that's sweet. Yeah. I mean, we don't, in American English, we don't really have a proper word for...
No.
You say girlfriend for someone who is...
I beg your pardon?
Clearly an adult woman.
What about lover?
Yes.
I think I'll take a lover. How about that?
Yeah. Lover's
like
a little
that.
Too much.
Yes.
What about partner?
No.
See, that's got... Well, that's confusing for a number of reasons.
Sure, yeah.
Partner, I think... At least originally, it meant like a business partner. Then partner meant a gay partner.
Now it can mean
now, yeah,
it's any kind of partner.
It's very confusing.
Yeah, cowboys say it too. Hey, partner.
Yeah.
Sure.
Howdy.
Very good. Good
partner. Hey, partner.
Bree Jenkins, a marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, told USA Today, number one, prepare your partner. Warn your partner of any family members who are awkward so they can emotionally prepare and not be blindsided, quote, by any uncomfortable dynamics.
Yeah, when Uncle Clarence says, can I take your bra off? If you know it's coming.
Hey, listen, Aunt Lillian is a ball grabber.
I just love balls. I can't help it.
Yeah, Lillian and Clarence, what a couple. He goes for the nips, she goes for the balls.
I have an idea. Very Let's weird. Stop inviting Lillian and Clarence. This is not a good idea.
Their family,
and I won't be able to grab any balls if I'm not nice.
Number two, arrive early. Jenkins said arriving a few days early will give immediate family members a chance to meet your partner.
A few
that
days?
Way. Well, if you're coming from out of town.
Yeah,
days early?
I'm with Willie. This is terrible.
It's Tuesday and dinner's not till Thursday. What
well,
are you doing here?
If you're
here?
Coming from out of town,
no.
You meet on a Tuesday night, maybe go to a light dinner with just the parents. And that way you don't have to meet everybody all at once.
If you're worried things are going to be awkward, just make as little time possible for things to be awkward. Get there 5 minutes before dinner.
No. If you're meeting your partner's family, they suggest showing up with a gift in hand, Pat.
Oh, boy.
As Josh said, flowers is a good idea. And always offer to help out.
I can't.
That's important.
I hate what? This conference.
Oh, I've got a great idea.
So uncomfortable.
I've got a great idea. Go buy like 30 condoms and get the extra long ones.
then, you mean the Magnums?
Yeah, the Magnums.
Okay.
And then go buy a rubber tree and then staple the condoms to the tree.
Don't kill a rubber tree for your silly joke.
Present her with a rubber tree.
Dad, be honest. Have you bought a condom since the late 80s? Be completely honest, because they don't come in extra long. I know that for sure.
Why do you hate this conversation so much?
Makes you uncomfortable.
Like I said, I'm going to have, whoever I marry, her family's going to have to be dead.
You know, I'm with you, Josh.
You don't want to meet anybody else's family.
Yeah, I just
yet don't. you've put them through that with your family, correct?
Yeah, I know. I know. Hey, look, I'm not saying I'm not a filthy hypocrite.
Okay. I said nothing about filthy.
Josh and I are in the same club.
No. Number three, if you're bringing home a day for Thanksgiving, have a plan if things go south. Jenkins suggests developing a secret sign to let each other know if you need to be saved from an awkward situation.
I hate it here! Let's get the hell out of here, please!
You know what? I say this, but I've never... Every one of my girlfriends in my life, I've gotten along with their family.
Well, I can't imagine you not getting along with anyone.
Oh, I'm very likable.
You are very likable.
As far as you know.
They heard the show?
No.
What's that? Has the family heard the show?
Some and some haven't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're just making up the problems in your head because it's easier to see the problems than it is to, you know, really settle down?
No, I think it's just one of those things where I would rather retreat than deal with anything. So, But I'll discuss this with my therapist.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So wait a minute. So you're supposed to develop.
And why do you feel that way?
You're supposed to develop a secret sign.
Yeah. What would your secret sign be?
Well, I don't know. It would have to be visual, I assume.
Right.
It can't just be, as Chick pointed out, shouting out, get me the hell out of here.
Point to the door.
You can always fake that, like you're putting a noose around your neck and then tug it to the gun in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, spin in the chamber of the gun.
That's always fun.
Oh, I think the classic probably is take your hand, pretend you're holding a broom, and then put it up by your mouth and wave your hand horizontally while shoving your tongue in your cheek.
That's the sign for I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Did you? I know I've said this a lot, but I'm kind of serious. Did you hit your ass? Is he okay?
No, I'm kidding. So what would be a good sign? Like a. Like some kind of a nose?
Something
like
subtle. Put your cell phone on the dinner table. Something
we
like
that.
We got that.
Well, that's coming up.
Fart as loud as you can.
Let's go, toots.
If there's a low...
Mrs. Johnson,
your keys.
Do you have a lighter? I've got a fart. I really want a light.
You guys are going to like this. Kids, get around here.
You'd have to come up with a secret sign. I don't know. Maybe it's scratching your head or tugging at your earlobe like Carol Burnett used
how about,
to do. I don't know.
How about chicken wing?
Chicken wing.
Yeah. Ain't no thing like a chicken wing.
Yeah. If there's a lull in the conversation, they suggest finding commonalities with more general questions that can help with small talk.
Anybody else here have a penis?
How about an orgy? What do you think?
Anybody celebrating anything? Yeah, start doing your act.
That's not what they are suggesting.
Oh.
Maybe what sports team are you rooting for, or where's the best place?
So you sound like an alien trying to be a human being. What sports organization are you a fan of?
You want to keep it non-political. That's important. So it's like, well, my favorite holiday is either the 4th of July or January 6th.
See, and once again, you break your own rules that we had, I don't know how many meetings about.
If I that's a funny thing to say.
If I made that joke, he would have talked to me in the hallway.
Doesn't matter. That's funnier than it is controversial.
It doesn't matter what side you're on. That's stupid.
Yes, exactly.
You would never say that. This is the whole point.
And Willie, being on your phone really turns the family off, so don't use your phone.
No, I'm just saying as a little signal, it's right. Just a little subtle thing. Put your phone on the table above your plate or below your...
Oh,
just,
there you go.
There's little things you can do.
Maybe put the light on and the flashing. Shine it in your eye.
Maybe ask for a side that you don't typically ask for. That can be a signal we want to get out of here. Things like that.
Boy, that's just... But then you're stuck with a side you don't want. Hey, Mr. Green Bean Casserole, you sure haven't taken a bite. Well, I meant for it to be a sign for us to get the hell out of here.
You don't have to load all the way up on the green bean casserole.
I noticed you've spelled out the word help with gravy on your mashed potatoes.
That's pretty funny.
I think the only thing we can do is, obviously it's too late for this year.
Yeah.
But next year, I think we all should go to someone's house for Thanksgiving and see how it goes.
Oh, that'd be a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea?
So, Christy, the last point you made.
What?
So you want to pick a safe topic. Like,
yes.
Who's your favorite football team? Do you think that would be a controversial
one? What is your favorite sports franchise?
When do you think life begins? Things like that.
I couldn't help notice you have a garage. What type of car do you have?
You avoid controversy.
Does anyone else hate Tom Brady? What do you think? Let's say that's probably a safe
What bet. A lovely domicile.
This food is delicious. I will enjoy it.
Okay, well, so that's some pretty good advice. You get all that down, Pat?
I'm writing it down.
So you know. Stay off your phone.
Right. I will
take flowers.
Flowers, bring
offer
the pie.
To help.
Bring the pie. Hopefully they haven't heard the show.
You're going to bring a pie and you're going to bring some flowers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
A plant would be nice instead of flowers, something that lives longer.
Don't forget
the plant.
Not the rubber plant. No,
plant's stupid. No, then they have to really make room wrong. For the plant.
Yeah, and then you got to take care of it. What if they travel?
You ever try to throw a plant away? Really, it's really
annoying. Plant's a living thing. You're supposed to sing to them and talk to them.
It's nice to meet you. Hey, how about the? Check out a rose bush I brought. Should I go ahead and dig a hole now? Or
I hope none of our other guests brought you a ficus.
As I come here in the future, I'll see how big the rose bush has got.
Right? Won't that be nice?
that way, every time they walk by this nice, azalea, whatever it is.
Oh my gosh! Thinking,
you
bet.
Jesus, look at him.
This cactus.
What did you just get out of the car? A pine tree? For God's sake.
Whatever you bring, if you bring a plant, whatever you bring, that'll be your name, right? Yeah. Rosebush coming? Yeah.
Here comes old ficus.
Thanks a lot. That thing died in a week. Yeah. Remember that?
You guys also call it
a fig tree.
Sorry.
We have
I can't wrap it up. We'll be back. We can argue when we come back. Okay.
This we call Arbor Day Backdoor Day.
What? That's right.
He wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't stop.
For a statement.
How does Arbor Day and Backdoor Day go together?
I'll show you.
It's a really big tree and a smaller plant is what Pat was bringing. So
now, as you're bending over to water it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.